There's a well-known saying, if one person calls you a donkey, ignore him. But if two people call you a donkey, buy a saddle. In Parshas Balak, the Torah tells us, Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'asan. Hashem opened up the mouth of the donkey. Bilam was on his way to curse Klal Yisrael, and suddenly his donkey began to speak. The donkey confronted Bilam. Ma asisi lecha? What did I do to you that you hit me shalosh regalim? Rashi asks, why did the donkey use the unusual term shalosh regalim? A phrase usually reserved for the three Yomim Toivim that the Eden went up to be Oyle Regal. The typical expression is shalosh pa'amim. So Rashi explains, the donkey was hinting to Bilam, how can you hope to curse a nation that goes up to Yerushalayim three times a year for the shalosh regalim? But what is it about the shalosh regalim that protects Klal Yisrael from Bilam's curses? So one saw a beautiful explanation. Imagine what it meant for a Jew to go up to Yerushalayim to be Oyle Regal. He left behind everything. His wife, his small children, his home, his farm, all of his possessions, unguarded, for several weeks. This showed not only tremendous dedication, but incredible emunah in Hashem. But where did the Eden find the courage and the faith to leave everything behind and go up to Yerushalayim? There were no cell phones, no FaceTime, no WhatsApp back then. It was total disconnect from their lives. And the answer is because of five words written in the Torah. V'le'yachmoid ish es artzecha. Every Jew made the journey because the Torah made them a promise. No man shall covet your land when you go up to appear before Hashem three times a year. For one pasuk in the Torah, a Yid was willing to risk everything. And that is the message that the donkey conveyed to Bilam. You cannot destroy a nation that has this kind of faith and trust in Hashem. The Gemara in Chagiga quotes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, where Hashem says, "Mayafu pamayich ben ha'olam. How beautiful are your footsteps and shoots." And Rava explains, "Kamanon raglein shal Yisrael, v'shosha oilin regal." How beautiful are the feet of Klal Yisrael when they ascend to Yerushalayim for oil regal. And the question is, why the focus on feet and shoes? But based on what we just said, we can now understand. How beautiful was just the preparation, the tremendous emunah they displayed by leaving everything behind of those who were oile regel. Bana'olam, even before they took off their shoes, even before they arrived to the Beis HaMikdash, when they were required to take off their shoes, when they were only on their way to the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem said, Mayafu pamayich bana'olam. The Ribbono Shel'olam was in awe, kabiachol. He was impressed with the beauty of Klal Yisrael and just how they prepared with the mindset of Emunah for their awesome journey to the Beis HaMikdash. Before beginning Shemayna Esrei, we say, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Hashem, please open up my lips. We acknowledge that only Hashem can open a mouth. Bilam thought he controlled his mouth, that he could curse or bless as he pleased. But Hashem opened up the donkey's mouth to show Bilam, you are not in charge. I control every mouth, even the mouth of a donkey. Later when Bilam saw Klal Yisrael encamped, he declared, Ma toivu halecha Yaakov, mishkenasecha Yisrael. And Rashi explains, Bilam saw that the entrances of their tents weren't facing each other. Each home respected the privacy and the dignity of the other. But the word Pesheim, their openings, can also allude to the mouth, the most significant opening in the human body. Bilam saw that the Jewish mouth is different. From our mouths come Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, not the filth and emptiness that fill the mouths of the other nations. He saw that their mouths weren't aligned with the rest of the world. That was the secret Bilam uncovered. Our mouths are dedicated to Torah and mitzvahs. And that is a power no curse can ever break. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.